Okay, here we go. Next up, we have January 20th. Here we go. January 20th, 1986. The streaking Whalers hit Manhattan without the services of both Captain Ron Francis and Kevin Dineen due to injury. So it was up to those muckers and grinders, plus backup goaltender Steve Weeks, to get the job done. And did they ever, holding the Rangers to just 4 shots in the first and then 8 in the second. The lone Whaler goal, a Stu Gavin power play tip-in. 8:21 in the second. The last 20, all Hartford. 2:28 into the third, Torrey Robertson's banging here. Started a 4-goal, Whaler third.
Here comes Crawford from the face-off, a slap shot, the score on the rebound. Sam Easbrook stopped the first shot, and Torrey Robertson popped in as the puck deflected off the stick of Sam Easbrook, 90 degrees to the far circle. And Torrey Robertson banged it into the empty net after Babiesbrock committed on Crawford's shot.
Doug Jarvis, Paul McDermott, Ray Ferraro finished off the Rangers while Weeks saw just 19 shots as the Whalers checked the Rangers into the ground and won 5-0. Weeks' his fourth NHL shutout and Hartford's third win of what would develop into a 5-game winning streak. January 20th, 1986. This date in Whaler NHL history. Tonight, the post-All-Star schedule begins with a home meeting against Toronto. Chuck the Leaf perspective next when Whaler Magazine continues.